Andrew Chapman, an IT manager at the University of Oxford, found the personal bank details of more than 1 million people on a second-hand computer he bought on eBay last week. I asked him to describe for Computer Weekly how he discovered the data.
I've got a home music system called a Sonos system, and it stores music files on a central server, or it uses music files from a central server. So I was looking for a server which I could put these music files on, basically a NAS, network attached storage box. So I saw I was looking for a reasonably cheap server like this on eBay, and I saw these two servers advertised. One was stated as having a motherboard fault, and the other one was working. There were two advertised together. So I bid for them, and I won. When I received the two servers, as the seller had stated, one of them was working and I could switch it on and see the files on it, and the other one wasn't. When I looked at the one that was working, there wasn't much on it. I think the seller had just tried to test out that you could save and retrieve files from it, and he'd set up a few test directories on it, and that was all that was obviously there. The other server wasn't working, it was giving errors, so I opened it up and looked inside, and I found that the reason it wasn't working was simply that somebody had removed the memory from it. So I put a memory stick in it, started it up, and it worked. When I then looked at what's actually stored on the server, there was a directory, a single directory that was labelled ISO Images Backup, and an ISO image is simply an image of a CD. There were 340 odd of these ISO images, and they all had names that seemed to indicate they were financial files. Some of them began RBS, some began MW, some began Birmingham, Midshires, and various other whole series of financial institutions. And there were hundreds associated with particular of these institutions. So RBS, I think there was something like 120 files. NW, there was about 90-odd files, I think. And Amex, there was only a single file, so that seemed an obvious place to start. So I decided to look what was in this Amex ISO file. When I actually mounted it as a CD image, I saw that it had got an Alchemy database on it, and it actually got the Alchemy software as well. So you could simply load up the Alchemy software and read all the data stored on this ISO image. And what there was in this Alchemy database was scans of balance transfer forms. There were 1,300 Amex balance transfer forms, and they contained all the personal information that you would need to transfer a balance. So it was literally the image of that form containing a signature, credit card number, name and address, and so on.
At that point, did you realize what it was that you actually had?
Well, it's a bit puzzling, actually, because as well as financial data, there were a few odd other bits of data. There was also a backup of manpower work forms, and there was a backup of Essex County Council planning application. So what puzzled me was where this server had actually come from, because it didn't seem to have just come from RBS or NatWest. It seemed to have come from somewhere that managed information for both of those organisations, well, a whole series of organisations.
So what did you do next?
Well, I didn't really have a resource to investigate this and pursue it. I managed to find an agent to handle the story, and he found a paper that was interested in pursuing it, and put me in touch with them. And a reporter from the Daily Mail then went and investigated and tried to work out where this information had come from and track down the owners of it. and he found this company called Graphic Data that were the company it originated from.
Now, did you have any idea who the seller was?
No, not really, no. No, I mean, it was just a standard and fairly anonymous eBay account.
And were there any other machines on sale from the same seller, or was this the only machine from this particular seller?
Well, I didn't really look. My requirement was to just get hold of a server that I wanted for my use, so I just saw he'd got one, so that's what I bought. I wasn't really aware of what else he was selling at all.
Okay, well, what happened next after the story was made public? Did the police contact you?
My agent decided to try and find out, well, I think the Daily Mail did as well. They both contacted the FSA and the Information Commissioner to see, you know, what their angle was. I imagine the paper would want a quote from them as part of the story, but they also wanted to know what they were going to do about it. So I tended to just hear, you know, indirectly various conversations both the reporter and my agent had with these agencies. What they seemed to say, well, they didn't seem to be particularly concerned to get hold of the box to actually investigate what data was on it. The graphics data firm sent me an email at one point saying that the boxes were stolen, and that they, as they were stolen property, they wanted them returned. But subsequently, in various interviews they gave to other people, they seemed to have rowed back a bit from that statement and just said they'd been disposed of in an unauthorised manner rather than having been stolen.
So have you had no other contact with Graphics Data?
They have now taken the servers back because the Information Commissioner indicated that they didn't really have any powers to take the servers or look at them.
So now Graphic Data has the servers. Have they compensated you in any way?
Yeah, they've paid me compensation for taking them off my hands, yeah.
What's your take on it all as an IT manager?
I'm rather disappointed by the response of the regulatory bodies. The FSA has had absolutely no contact with me at all. The Information Commissioner, I've talked to their head of investigation, and he did indicate that he would be quite interested in looking at the servers, but then appears not to have decided that wasn't appropriate and decided to recommend that they be given back to a company that lost them.
And what would your expectations have been from the FSA and the ICO?
I'm not sure what my expectations are under the law, because obviously the law isn't perhaps what I thought it was. I would have expected there to be a lot more regulatory clout to actually do something about this and punish the firms that lost the data, but that doesn't appear to have happened or be what the regulations provide at the moment.
Have you been given an explanation from anybody what happened, or is it all purely speculation? Now, you said that Graphics Data have sort of rolled back from their original position that they'd been stolen, but have you been given an official explanation by anybody as to what happened?
No, and I'm not sure I will be now. I think, you know, now Graphics Data have got the servers back, it seems that they will do an internal investigation and they may or may not release an explanation. The Information Commissioner presumably will ask them what happened, but I can't see any way of compelling them to give details. I think the whole thing is likely just to be swept under the carpet.
What do you think? Do you think this is a fairly common occurrence where people just lose track of IT equipment like this?
Yeah, I do, yes. I don't think it's unusual at all. I think what has happened is that this equipment was 8 years old, so it was obsolete. I think it was removed from the racks and from use because it was obsolete, and people seem to have forgotten about it. Perhaps an employee saw it sitting in a corner and decided it was a shame to have it doing nothing and thought he could take it home. Somebody may have authorised that or may not. I don't know if we'll find out.
Now, given that the server was some years old, as you've indicated, how damaging could this information have been if it had fallen into the wrong hands rather than your hands?
Well, the, although the server was old, although the server was 8 years old, the data was only 3 years old. It was all dated 2005, so it was reasonably current. And my understanding is credit cards can have expiry dates of longer than 3 years, so these cards could well have been still being current. So the information on them was very usable.
And what would you, as you know, in your position, what do you think companies should do to make sure this kind of thing doesn't happen?
Well, I think other experts have said the same thing, which I think is right, really. I mean, data ought to be tracked from when it's created to when it's finally no longer required, and then it should be made sure that it's disposed of. It's not just the physical assets, it's the actual information assets of a company that need to be managed as well. In this case, the data was financial, and therefore the FSA presumably can take a view that it comes under its purview and can fine the companies involved. But it seems to me that if the data hadn't been financial, it could have been equally personal data, important personal data, but then there'd be almost no comeback on the firm for losing it. The FSA can impose fines of thousands of pounds, but the Information Commissioner apparently can't. So depending on whether it's financially orientated or just personal data depends on whether a firm gets fined thousands or gets fined nothing at all, which seems wrong to me.
The Information Commissioner's Office said in a statement that it's investigating this potential data breach and will be seeking an urgent explanation from Graphic Data to establish what has gone wrong and the steps that are being taken to prevent a similar incident occurring. A spokesman at the FSA said the Financial Services Watchdog has the power to fine companies for this type of data breach and is also prepared to fine financial services companies for breaches committed by firms they outsource services to. He said the FSA takes data security seriously and expects regulated firms to do all they can to protect their customers' details, including ensuring that any part of their business which is outsourced abides by the same high standards expected of the firm. The spokesman said in the past 18 months, the FSA has fined three firms over £2 million for failing to protect their customers' details. For Computer Weekly, I'm Warwick Ashford.